All right, good morning, everybody. Good morning. I'm sorry it took so long. I had my neighbor came to see us, and that took a little bit of time. But it was worth it, being able to talk to my neighbor. It's nice to build relationships with your neighbors. Now, I am going to tell you, Brad, that this afternoon I am going to be going live with the news again. After we, so it's going to be kind of a day of it. We're going to spend a little bit of time this morning on a dream that God gave me. Today is a very special broadcast. The Lord gave me a dream. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. The Lord gave me a dream the other morning. Let me see the date on this. This is my little prayer journal. Monday, that's what I thought. Monday morning at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he woke me up and he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then when I got up, he started showing me Revelation chapter 13. So I was talking to the prayer call women this morning, and I said, I think I'm gonna go ahead and share Revelation chapter 13, even though it's not where we're at precisely, which is Revelation chapter 8. Just so I can talk to you guys about the revelations, that God has given me the other morning. Now, let me get this up here on the screen. Let me see. Okay. So everybody turn your Bible right now to Revelation chapter 13. Okay. Turn your Bibles to Revelation chapter 13, and let's go ahead and pray. Lord, we just thank you so much for your word today. And Lord, I thank you for the things that you shared with me the other day that I'm going to share to your people. And Lord, I pray that your anointing will be all over this. Lord, we dedicate this to you today, Lord, for you are worthy to be praised. And Lord, we just ask that you speak to every heart today, Lord, and help us all to be prepared for what is coming, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so let me go ahead and mute everything so we're not interrupted here. And once again, I do apologize about being late. Because just remember that these pre-recorded or anything like this. This is live. So sometimes I may have to be late a little bit and I just need your grace. Okay, so let's turn our Bibles to Revelation chapter 13. Let me get this on the screen here. There we go. Now, what we just read in the previous chapters of 1 through 7 in the book of Revelation, we have discovered who the Lamb is. We also talked about, what is the Trinity? When we say that we're created in the image of God, what does that really mean? Because in this end time, thank you, Heather. In this end time scenario, the beast wants to remove that image that we have. You all know this. He wants to make us transhuman or chimera. He wants to deform the face. That's why he's got a leader with all these carved up people. And of course, what they promote on Fox and all the other Hollywood all these people are fake images of what God's real image is, okay? Because it causes people to think that they're not either accepted in their naturalness or that they're not beautiful because of their getting older. And I was just talking to my cousin about it, who we've recently reconnected after 20 years. And we're so happy about it because we used to be best friends, you know. And but we talked about, you know, both of us getting married in older years, you know, and how we felt kissing somebody after so many years, you know, and just them seeing you as an older woman with wrinkles and things going south. And, you know, just it's not young, you know, skin anymore. This is a mature woman that is in the natural process of aging. But in the world's eyes, you know, they have created this image that it has to be perfect skin. You can't have any wrinkles. I mean, even our leaders, we've talked about this, the way that they wear skin over their skin, you know, because they want to look like they're young. It's like, you know, it's a synthetic version of what the real image of God is. And that is the natural process of gray hair and, you know, things just start falling apart when you get out. You know what I mean? Like, it just changes. So as we have discovered, you know, in the first part of Revelation is that the Lamb is revealed and the judgments have begun. And now we're at the epic moment when martyrdom is coming and the 144,000 is on the horizon and the silence in heaven. The this change is about to take place is where we're at right now in the story. Okay. So now, when God woke me up the other morning and took me to Revelation chapter 13, we're going to look at the beast. What is the beast and how does the Bible describe it? Okay, so here we go. And I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. Okay, now, let's go back over here to our presentation. And this is in our Canva, and we're going to put this scripture in here. Because to you guys that are new, that are starting to follow me now, this is how I roll. This is how I teach. Is through visuals, because when I was in college, I learned that the way that I learn is through visuals. If I can put a visual to it, it will help me to understand it better. Okay, so when I think of beast, I think of the dragon. Okay, so let's put a dragon on here, and let's flip the dragon around. Okay, so I saw a beast rise up out of the sea. Okay, so let's make this a red. Having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns, 10 crowns. Okay, so let's make that a green. And upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. Okay, and let's make this purple. So let's go ahead and make a C. All right, let's see here. This would be a good one. And let's position it to the back. And let's put this up here. Okay, so and I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads, 10 horns, and upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. So let's go ahead and put that this is actually Revelation 13. Okay, and let's put some effects on it. There we go. We're in Revelation chapter 13. And this is actually verse 1. Okay, now let me read my notes about this first scripture. Okay. Nope, I guess I'll wait. I need to read more of the scriptures, because I have so many notes from my prayer time. Okay, let's go to verse 2. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear. His mouth was as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him power and his seat and great authority. Okay, so let's go over here and put this scripture here. Now, according to this scripture, we see something. We see something very interesting. Okay, let's go ahead and put the dragon back on here. Okay, this is the dragon, is Lucifer. The dragon gave him his power. Okay, so let's put over here Satan. Okay, just so you know who the dragon is. We'll put it right here, Satan. And we'll put that in red. Okay. And the beast I saw was like unto a leopard. Okay, so let's get a leopard here. Okay, he's like unto a leopard. And make this a brown. Make this brown. And then his feet were as the feet of a bear. Okay, so let's go ahead and we'll make that like a, let's say a pink. And his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And we'll make that like a blue. Okay, so let's focus on this leopard right now. Okay, so hold on just a second. All right, very good. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Thank you for being with me. Okay, so the beast, let's go ahead and do the beast, and we'll make the beast in a, say, a blue. Okay. The beast was like a leopard, his feet as the feet of a bear. So let's do bear feet. Okay. Okay, and then copy that over here. So we have the bear feet, and then his mouth is as the mouth of a lion. Mouth of lion. Okay. What does this look like to you? What does this look like? All right. So we got the mouth of a lion. So there is this beast. We're going to call this, just for teaching purposes, we're going to call this the first beast. Okay. And let me go ahead and I'm going to reduce this a little bit. Bring this over here. Okay. And then we're going to bring this up here and make it a little bigger. And then we'll put the effect on it. Okay. So this is the first beast. It's like a leopard. Feet as the feet of a bear. The mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon, which is a separate entity, which is Satan, gave him, now this is very key right here, gave him his power is one thing. Let's do it in purple. Gave him his seat, which is another thing, and gave him authority, which is another thing. Okay, now, so let's take this image right here and let's group it. So now we have a visual of the first beast. Okay, so let's create another page and then we're going to take this first beast and we're going to break him down. So let's go ahead and paste him in here. And then this is our first beast, remember? So let's go ahead and we're going to look at the characteristics of what the first beast is given. All right, so here we go. First beast. Okay, so he was given by Satan or the dragon. Okay, so this way you have a visual of what this is. And let's break this down. Okay. The first thing that he was given by Satan was power. He gave him power. So let's take that over here and let's put this down. Now, what do we see would be a representation of power? When I think of our current day world situation and what I am interpreting as looking at the Antichrist, because this first beast is, let me put this in notations as well. This is the Antichrist. Okay. That is the first beast. This is the one that came in on the white horse, remember? Let's go back to the Antichrist. Okay, let's go back to remember when we were studying the horses? And the horse, there's a red horse. Let's see which horse. White horse. Here we go. Here we go. Seal number one. And I saw and beheld a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow. And a crown was given to him, and he went forth to conquer and to conquering and to conquer. Okay, conquered through the jab to the entire world. And then we were talking about Trump saying he was the father of the vaccine and Operation Warp Speed. Okay, so this is the Antichrist. So when you say in Revelation chapter 13 that he was given power, this is what I'm talking about, power. Would you agree? So we're going to take this and we're going to copy. And we're going to move this all the way to the end. Okay, where we're at now, Revelation 13. So what we're going to do is we're going to paste this in here. And then this we're just going to make really small, okay? But these horses, we're going to move over here, right? And then we're going to move here where he had the crown. Bam! Do y'all see it? Do you see what I'm saying? This is, he was given power. Remember at the time, if I could go back and tell you what I know when he had this position, let's just look at a few things, okay? This was in 2020, okay? You guys know I've got the whole PowerPoint presentation on what happened to that man in 2020. Remember. Okay. He was the head of the G7 with the UN, the United Nations. Okay. Do you see Obama there? No. Do you see him there? Yes. And what did he do as the head of the G7? He gave power to the beast, which we're going to see as the second beast. And what was that called? 5G. The 5G was the battery pack to the beast. The battery pack. Okay, so let's make this like, let's do a different color. Okay, and then let's do another one. And let's do this one, Operation Warp Speed. Why is that important? Because this was the rollout of the V. The rollout is the power in a nutshell. Operation Warp Speed. And then, okay, what else did he roll out? Okay, COVID, which we know means Certificate of the V. Identification. Excuse me. Okay, so we have to add the 19. And then 1 equals A and 9 equals I. So for the AI. I don't see anybody typing, so are y'all still with me? Am I even still connected, come to think of it? Because it did tell me I was disconnected a while ago. What a farce. And I'm sitting here putting all this on here. All right, let me put this in a different color. There we go. That'll work. Certificate of in one word. The V in another. ID system. Well, let's make that another. Okay, y'all are still with me on band. Let me see. There's nobody over here on YouTube. What about on Patreon? Okay, you can see me here. Okay, I hear you, Kimberly. All right, very good. Okay, so do y'all understand what I'm saying so far? Okay, so now that's his first, is that his power, okay? So the first beast was given his power. And let's see if... There we go, that'll work. So the first beast was given his power. Oh, there we go, that looks better. Okay, so let's copy this, because now we have to go on to phase two, okay? Now... Phase two is another symptom of what Lucifer or Satan gave him, his seat, his seat. All right. So let's go back over here and let's change this word to his seat. Now, so the Antichrist, we're still in the first beast characteristics, was given by Lucifer, Satan, the dragon, to the Antichrist a seat. Now, what I see this as is something different. All right, let's take this off. Well, actually, let's just take these off, okay? Because we're going to change the date on this to 2026. This is a recent development. And this is the Board of Peace, I believe, is his seat. Okay, so let's go ahead and we're going to move these out of here. Hey, that would be cool. We'll leave that up there. Okay, now, on his seat, if we could put with the Board of Peace, I think I have his logo in here. Let me see. Let me look here. I think we have his logo in here. Well, here it is in a nutshell. The Board of Peace. Now, what do we know about the Board of Peace? Okay, with him, he is the president of the whole world. Okay, what's another thing about the Board of Peace? United Nations is underneath this board. And let's copy this and let's put police badge of nations. See the police badge right there? And he's got the world in there. He's got the dragon in there with the world wreath around it, with the bottom part of it being Noah Hyde Law's foundation. Okay, now, so that's his seat of power. Okay, and then what is the next thing? The next thing is it gives him great authority. I've got another visual in my head of what this looks like. All right, so let's go over here and let's copy this, duplicate the page. All right, now, so we're going to change this to great authority. Okay, now, on this, I'm still going to leave this symbol up here, and I'm going to move this up a little bit. But I'm going to change this. And I'm going to put everyone bows to him. And we see this everywhere. So let's do people bowing as a visual. All right, let's see what we got here. That's a good visual. That's a good visual. And that's actually a good visual right there, too, because of his partnership with the Muslims. I mean, you would just never think, you would never imagine that we would be seeing this. Let me just move this over here and kind of make it a little smaller. How's that? And then we will put this over here. And then I'm going to add something to this. Actually, let's just get rid of this and put this here. How's this? Because we see something that in our lifetime, we never thought we would see. So let's move this over here. And let's put this in the front here, to the front. Okay, now, everyone bows to him, and also partnership with Islam. If that don't freak people out, knowing what he is doing here, and not only is it his partnership with Islam, but we're going to show the presidential airplane that they furnished for him. Okay, presidential plane. All right, let's see here. Here we go. This is a good one. Okay. All right, now, what we're going to do here by saying the partnership with Islam is, we are going to put an Islam flag on it. Islam flag. All right, let's see here. Here we go. And then I'm going to put in small print here, Muslims supply presidential plane. I mean, in the old world, you know, like say 2019 and beyond, we would have never accepted this. We would have never even considered the Muslims giving a Christian nation a presidential plane, which is supposed to be private and representing Christian values. So why would you want something from the enemy? I mean, it makes no sense, you know. But they did, and now this is what he's flying around in. So let's go ahead and put that in orange. All right, so he's given great authority, and this is by everyone in the entire world. And not only that, but let's just throw in here the media. The media bowing down. This is something we thought would have never happened. All right, so let's go ahead and put this over here. All right. There you go. Okay, so now we have just finished that verse. So now we know what the first beast looks like. Okay, let's just go ahead and duplicate this page, because we're just going to sum it up like this. All right, let's get rid of this, 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 the Muslim symbol, this, this. Okay, we know he has great authority. All right, and let's copy his seat, put it over here. He has his seat. Okay, and then going over here, and we know he has his power. This is the Antichrist. Okay, so the Antichrist is the first beast. All right, so now you see what you're looking at with the first beast. Okay, one other thing I want to say about this lion head is the word mega. Okay, because mega is the highest order in Satanism. Remember that? Mega is represented by a lion's head. All right, let's go over here and put the lion's head here. All right. Okay, now, so let's put beside it that this is the highest order of Satanism. Okay. And then let us put that in a box. Let me go down here to shapes, take a box, and move it over here, over here. And go ahead and just move this over here and move this up here. There we go. All right, so let's go ahead and move this to the back a little bit. Okay, highest order of Satanism. And let's go ahead and make that in white. Okay, so now you know what you're looking at with the Antichrist, right? So let's go to the next verse. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Okay, so let's put this in here. All right, and let's put this over here. All right, now, we are still at this moment on the first beast, correct? So, we're going to go ahead and put it over here. Because this is how you're learning more about the first beast. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death. Okay. I'm going to do that in red as the significance of blood. And his deadly wound was healed. Okay. So let's put that in blue. And all the world wondered after the beast. And let's make that a different color. Let's do a brown. Okay. Now, originally, because I watched Left Behind movies, I had a different visual of what that meant. But in our current day situation, let's just look at this from the current day situation, basically. Okay, so let's do all right. So let's do him in Pennsylvania. And then let's do a bullet. Very good. Okay, so a bullet. And then let's have the bullet duplicated, go behind him. Okay, there's a couple of things I want to point out about this specific event. And that, let me find the date for that. All right, July 13th, 2024. Okay. All right, so let's put this over here. And this is attempted assassination of Donald Trump in Pennsylvania. Okay, so let's put this over here. And let's make that a little bigger. All right. And let's go ahead and make that red. Okay. Let's see here. Butler, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Let me go ahead and add that in there. Butler. And move this over a little bit. Make this smaller a little bit. Okay. So this is July 13th. Now, when the bullet, so-called bullet, came towards him, and he had his Secret Service. There you go. And let's duplicate him. Okay. And let's put him in the background. So push position to the back. All right. And then let's put him to the back. All right. So he had his secret. Now, when, let's go ahead and let's copy this, because after the bullet went by, he was down. Okay. And then, of course, you know, you had the crowd behind him and everything. But let's go ahead and copy this over here. And copy this over here. And then let's go ahead and put blood. Like a drop. Okay. Okay, and then the bullet kept going. Okay, so it went by his ear. So let's copy this one more time. We'll actually put it through here. Okay, so this is where I believe this happened. And this is July 13th of 2024. Now, something very interesting to note is this right here. All right, so let's group this and let's copy it. And let's open up another one, because I'm going to talk to you about this certain incident. Let's ungroup. Okay. Now, you had the spiritual leaders. So let's see what they have here for a pastor. All right, let's see here. Okay, here we go. Pastor. All right, and then let's go ahead and just take another one and one more. Okay. So the thing is you had our spiritual leaders around Trump, okay? And this was a week later. All right, so let's change this color. Okay. So the spiritual leaders around Trump a week later, where at? The Republican National, RNC. All right, so let's put this up here and let's make it a red, because Republicans are red. Okay, So let's go ahead and change this color and we'll make it say a green. Okay, so a week later, they made a big announcement. And they said that Trump was anointed as a priest for his office position. So they pointed this out, that he was anointed. That this, when he was down, there was a ritual. Let me see if I can find out the exact quote. All right, Jensen Franklin declared Trump was anointed at RNC breakfast. Yes, he suggested that Donald Trump was anointed or chosen by God during a Faith and Freedom Coalition breakfast. Okay, following the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, Franklin spoke at a prayer breakfast where he interpreted the shooting through a biblical lens, specifically referencing the Old Testament ritual, here we go, of anointing the priest Aaron with blood on his ear, thumb, and toe. See, I love it when I can prove to you guys things. Okay, so let's go ahead and put this over here, the proof. All right, let's see. Okay. All right, and let's go ahead and we will do that in red as well. Okay, and oh, he even put it on TikTok, huh? Franklin argued that the events of the shooting, a bullet grazing Trump's ear, him touching it and getting blood on his hand, the thumb, and asking for his shoes mirrored his biblical anointing. He was the chosen vessel. In other interactions, Franklin has referred to Donald Trump as a chosen vessel, a term he directly related to the biblical description of Paul the Apostle. You believe that? Okay, so now, so the priestly anointing, I guess that would be the same thing. Let me see here. Yeah, so a priest. Okay, so here's what I believe. I believe that at this point of this incident is when Trump was I don't know how to say anointed by Satan, but he was, that's where I believe that he was fully indwelled with Satan, if that makes sense. I guess I'll just put it like that. Fully indwelled with Satan. In other words, sacrifice. Because at this event, and I know I'm getting in trouble over here, I can just feel it. I can just feel the persecution coming over what I'm saying here. But okay, so a man, a firefighter, was killed at rally. So there was a sacrifice there for sure. Okay. But I believe that this was the point where he was put in his position. Okay, so going back over here to the first beast, and I saw one of his heads that was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after him. Okay, now, let's go ahead and copy this one because we're going to make another point here. Okay, let's go ahead and remove this top part. And we're going to make this bigger. Okay, now, let's go ahead and take all this off. Okay, now I believe. Okay, let's do crown praise. Here we go. This is what we see now. Okay, now let's go to the next scripture. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? All right, let's go back over here. Are y'all enjoying this bride? I see nobody saying nothing. Are y'all enjoying it? I know I'm awful deep right now. All right, let's see. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? I see this as, and I know this is going to look weird. Do you know that when I did that tour in 2017, when I went 36 states, 18,000 miles, this tour, I started out calling it Make America Great Again, March for Revival. And do you know God would not let me do that at all? I had to change the name to Make America Godly Again. It's still the mega initials, but I still changed it because he was not settled with Make America Great Again. But when I see this, who, and they worship the dragon, which gave power to the beast. Okay, let's put a dragon up here. All right, let's go back over here and then let's put a dragon. Where's the dragon? Power to the beast. Okay. Now, there's two ways, really, you could take this, which I am going to read it to you guys, other interpretations, you know, so that you're not just hearing mine, but just so you have like a well-rounded, you know, the pros and the cons of it. Just like I did the other day in another doctrine deal. and they worship the beast. Let me make that in purple. Saying, who is like the beast and who is able to make war with him? Okay. And they worship the dragon. Okay. They worship the dragon, which gave power to the beast. Now let's... And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? With all the things that Trump is doing right now, let's do a symbol of war. The way that, you know, Trump is doing his war and he's just kind of mowing down all these, you know, seriously, all these other countries and taking over like Venezuela and Iran and, you know, I can hear people saying, who is able to make war with this beast? I mean, there's no one that can beat him. Another thing to think about is, you know, have you not wondered why China or why Russia has not bombed the heck out of us already? There's a reason. Because they're bowing. He's the beast. All right, so let's go to the second, this next verse. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. Okay, so let's go over here. Okay, now we know that the 42 months is 3.5 years. Okay, now we're still on the first beast, okay? A mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. Okay, so let's make that in red. And power was given unto him. Okay, and let's do that in green. To continue 42 months. There's a timetable. And then we're going to put in parentheses 3.5 years. Okay. Now, let's do a screaming mouth. That's a good one right there. There you go. Okay. There was given to him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. So the best way to word this is like this. Throw, and Pastor preached on this a few weeks ago. Throws truth to the ground, for there is no truth in him. That's the best way to put it right there. And then let's turn this to green. Okay. Great things and blasphemies. And also, we cannot be discussing this without the snake. Let's do the snake point. And we're not going to do some pretty fluffy snake either. Here we go. We'll put up here, throws truth to the ground. And then we'll copy this and say, you knew I was a snake. And you took me in. Do y'all remember that one? I'm going to have to play it for you just so you remember. Let me pull it up on the screen here. Trump. Snake coin.
The snake.
And look, this was 8 years ago on Top of All Things.
Who has heard the poem?
All right, why don't I have sound? Let me.
Called the.
That is weird. Oh, I see here. Okay. All right, here we go.
Who has heard the poem called The Snake? So I have it. Does anybody want to hear it again? You sure? Are you sure? Okay. So let's dedicate this to General Kelly, the Border Patrol, and the ICE agents for doing such an incredible job. All right? This was written by Al Wilson a long time ago. And I thought of it having to do with our borders and people coming in. And we know what we're going to have. We're going to have problems. We have to very, very carefully vet. We have to be smart. We have to be vigilant. So here it is, the snake. It's called the snake. On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Poor thing, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. The border. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a comforter of silk and laid him by her fireside with some honey and some milk. She hurried home from work that night, and as soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman, sighed that vicious snake. She clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in by now, oh heavens, you would have died. She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed him and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman, sighed the vicious snake. I have saved you, cried the woman. And you've bitten me, heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
What's happening is so different. Kamala is so radical, she even wants to legalize fentanyl. She wants fentanyl to come in. When one little drop can destroy you, which is pouring, it's pouring across our borders at record levels, at levels that you've never seen before. Fentanyl, how many people? I mean, everybody I know, they have family members that are dying, mostly children. And many of them not even looking for drugs. They have something else where it's something that they're, and it's laced with fentanyl, and they end up dying a vicious death, by the way. You know, I brought something to snake. Does anybody want to hear it? We don't have to do it if you want to get back. Should we do the snake or not? Should we, David, do it? We got to get that guy in office. Should we do it? Well, it's so apropos, right? Should we do it? 250, anyone see it, the snake? But it's true. It's just so bad. But it is apropos, isn't it? So for those of you who has not heard the snake? Who has heard the snake? And they don't care. They want to hear it again. Let's do it. This is about the border, essentially. It was an old song and little rewording and things, but it was very, very apropos, and I think very good in a lot of ways. Got to learn your lesson. On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Poor thing, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman, sighed the vicious snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a comforter of silk and laid him by her fireside with some honey and some milk. She hurried home from work that night, and soon as she arrived, she found the pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, O tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman, sighed the vicious snake. She touched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried, but if I hadn't brought you in by now, you truly would have died. She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying, thank you, ma'am, the snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, O tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman, sighed the vicious snake. I saved you, cried the woman, and you've bitten me, but why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in. That's what's happening on our border. That's what's happening on our border. I mean, we can get a PhD in whatever it is from the best school in the world. It's not going to be more accurate than that. When you look at that guy up there talking to the judge, I kill you, I kill you, I kill you. Oh, he wanted to kill him. If he gets out, he'll kill him 100%. But you have to know. But this is what we're bringing into our beautiful country, our beautiful USA. This is what we're bringing. But we're bringing them in at levels that nobody's ever seen, and we're doing it by stupid people like Kamala. She's a stupid person. Stupid person. I don't care. I don't care.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Attorney General Pamela Bondi.
Can y'all believe, like Heather's saying, how he asked them, who has heard of this, the snake poem, and they all clap? Who has not heard it? Nobody raised their hand. I mean, I don't know if they don't have any idea that he's sitting there talking about them. You knew I was a snake, and yet you took me in, so don't get mad at me when I turn around and bite you. That's what he's saying. Okay, now, so let's move on to the next verse. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. All right, so let's go ahead and copy that. Because look, this is the picture I drew here. You knew I was a snake and you took me in. Okay, so let's go over here and let's do the mouth. Okay, so he opened his mouth in blasphemy. Now, this is something we're going to break down. He opened his mouth to do what? Let's start out with, and let's do this in bullet points and left justification. Okay, the first thing is he's blaspheming against God. Okay, and then let's copy this. What's the next one? He's blaspheming his name. Okay, so let's put this over here. Okay, and what's the next one? Blaspheming his heaven. I mean, his tabernacle. Now, when you think about his tabernacle, what do y'all think that means today? When he blasphemes his tabernacle, what do you think he's saying? Okay, so let's take this down here. And then he's also blaspheming them that dwell in heaven. And let's put some dots here. Mouth two. Okay. And then let's add this here. Okay, so he blasphemes against God. He blasphemes his name. He blasphemes his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. Now, when I think of dwelling in heaven, I think of angels. Okay, so let's go back over here. We are still talking about the first beast. I mean, it looks like to me that in this end time scenario, that this first beast has a big job for his boss, right? We know that his boss is the dragon. And another thing that talking about dragon, okay, we need to focus on this for 1 second. All right, let's do a paste here. Now, let's talk about the dragon and why this is significant. Let's get the picture of the dragon up here. Okay, now the dragon, we said that we knew in parentheses is Satan. Okay. Now, you had Kanye. Let's see if they have anything that looks like Kanye in here. No. Okay, let's just do a black man. There we go. Okay, and then let's do Donald Trump. Isn't it funny they keep having these burgers in here? Isn't that something? Which, you know, I think about McDonald's. Okay, let me do something real quick. All right, let me take this off here. I found something I can use. So let's remove the background. Okay. So you have Donald Trump and Kanye. Okay, Kanye made the comment one day. He said the reason that he likes Trump is because of their dragon energy. Kanye said he likes Trump due to them both having dragon energy. Okay, and then let's put the dragon energy in red. Okay, now let's see if there's any proof of this out there. This was back when Kanye was first starting to be with Trump in the White House back in early 20s, like 21, 22. There you go. I found it. Kanye West says he loves Trump because we both dragon energy. He is my brother. Okay, so there you go. I'll show you real quick just for the proof there. Dragon energy. Okay, so now you know I'm telling the truth on that. All right, so I just always thought that was weird, you know. But anyways, let's move forward. Let's see, did we get it all? Blaspheme against God, blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. Hold on just a moment. Hello? Okay, so he opened up his mouth to blaspheme God, blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. Okay, let me go ahead and just put some angels up here. Because I see this as them that dwell in heaven is angels. Let's copy that. Okay, and his tabernacle, I see it as the human body. Human. Because we are the temple now. Blaspheme his name would be Jesus. Look, this is funny. Jesus with the love symbol, too funny. And blaspheme against God. Here we go. We'll just put God there again. Okay. Now, let's go back to the scripture over here. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. Interesting, huh? I mean, look at all the things that he has authority over. I mean, think about it. Okay, so he is, one of his jobs is to make war with the saints. All right, so let's cut that out and make that. And let's do that in a different color. Make war with the saints. And to overcome them. What the world? There. Okay, and let's put this over here, say. And then let's change the color on it. And power was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. That's a lot of power, guys. A lot of power. Okay, so what we're going to do here is, okay, now since we're still talking about the first beast, we're going to copy this and put this over here. This way you guys have a visual of what power this man is given. Now, when I think of making war with the saints, I think about my book. Let me put y'all over here. And let me get the book put up here, which is Noah Hyde Laws. Okay, so making war with the saints is this visual. And then let me get an arrow here. And flip it around, flip. So I see the bride looking through the guillotine to Jesus, the Noahide laws, the final persecution of the church. And this is what he is setting up right now. Okay, this is it. Okay, now, and to overcome them, we can go ahead and put it with that. That's fine. And power was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. Okay, so let's just do people. There we go. This shows all the different nations. That's great. And let's change the color here. There you go. Now, one thing I think about this is, you know how the Antichrist is opposite of Jesus Christ? This is what I see here, because Jesus, remember when we talked about the first covenant and the second covenant and the, you know, the difference is that in the first covenant, let's see if I have a visual of this. Everyone has access now, so it should be right through here. I thought I had a visual, but I guess I don't. So I'm going to put it right here. Because let's go ahead and copy this. Okay, and we will put Second Covenant. And then over here we'll put First Covenant. All right, so we have the First Covenant and the Second Covenant. Okay, the First Covenant is meant for the Jews, and then we'll put these people over here for the Second Covenant. There we go. The first covenant is, let's go over here to the tribes. Remember the tribes? It was only for the Jews at the time. Okay, so let's just go ahead and say here, children of Israel. And then we're going to put in parentheses, Jews, because that's what they call them now. Okay, and then we're going to copy this and we're going to put it over here, Second Covenant. The children of Israel means everyone who is saved. Now, so the first covenant was the revelation of God. Let's go through here and get God. All right, so the first covenant was the God covenant that he made with the children of Israel and said, all the tribes, you know, remember this visual of the tribes. And he had a relationship and they all centered around the temple and the tribe of Levi. Okay, this is the first covenant. And then when Jesus came, let's do a picture of Jesus. All right, so this is the second covenant. Okay, now there's no more temple. We are the temple. So the second covenant, and then also we have to do a lamb. This is what the book of Revelation reveals for sure. Okay, and then let's put this up here. So the second covenant is Jesus came as the lamb. There's no more sacrifice needed. Now, because Jesus came and he became the sacrifice, the lamb that was slain, this is the covenant now is the only one that is active. So let's put a box or kind of like a square behind it. Okay, and let's put this to the back. Okay, so this is the second covenant. And so if we could put the word active, This is the one that is active right now. Only. All right, so let's change this green to a red. Maybe a brown. There we go. So this you must understand, okay? Because remember, as I was saying, Jesus opened the door in the second covenant for access for all tribes, tongues, and everything to be saved, okay? Now, so the Antichrist will have that authority over these people. Over all. Let me highlight the word all. Just like Jesus type of deal. All right, let's go to the next scripture here. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the Lamb's book, in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Okay, so let's go back over here and put this here. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. All right, let's put that in purple. You know that word dwell? I think we talked about that in church this past Sunday. That dwelling means to reside. You know, it means the people that have made the earth their home. They're basically the idol worshipers of the beast, whose names are not, and look, these people's names are not written in the book of the life of the Lamb. That is the saddest story. Slain from the foundation of the world. Okay. Now, let's look at book. Here we go. And let's go ahead and copy this life of the Lamb, written in the book of the life of the Lamb. You know what just came to my spirit, and I've never seen this before. Life of the Lamb. And let's make this in bold. All right, let's see here. Okay, life of the Lamb, and then let's go over here and get the Lamb. There's the Lamb. We're almost finished, guys. We're almost done, actually, with the first beast. That's all we're going to be able to cover today. Okay. The life of the Lamb. What does it say in the book of Revelation in the last days about those that endure to the end, that their testimony is the life of Jesus? Something about their testimony. In book of Revelation about testimony. Bold confession of faith in Jesus acting as a crucial weapon for believers alongside the blood of the Lamb to overcome Satan. It signifies unwavering loyalty to Christ, proclaiming the gospel even under persecution, and is identified, there it is, the spirit of prophecy. The message of Jesus' life, okay. Here it is. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Isn't that beautiful? So let's go ahead and put this over here. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. All right, so let's move this over here to this side. All right, and then let's bold it. Ain't that beautiful? And that is Revelation 12:11. Let me put that scripture over here. So it's Revelation 12:11. There we go. Dwell upon the earth shall worship him. So let's do, go back to, yeah, see where we got a bunch of people worshiping him. Okay. And then, very good. Okay. And then the last little part to this. Well, actually, there's two. So we're going to put these together. It says, if any man has an ear, let him hear. He that leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He that kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Okay, and then this completes the first beast. Okay, so let's put this over here. If any man has an ear, let him hear. That's simple enough. Let's put an ear up here. Okay. All right. He that leads into captivity shall go to captivity. He that kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Separate. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Okay, he that leads into captivity. Okay, I take that as kind of a war. So let's see if we can see some soldiers walking. Here we go. That's a good one. He that leads into captivity. Okay. He that kills with the sword. Let's do the leads into captivity of color. He that kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. So let's get a visual of a sword. This is a good one. Because it could be a gun, couldn't it? Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Why do you think, guys, that they would say patience and the faith? I would say because of the word persecution. Okay, so let's look at this. Ah, that's a good one. Got witches after them, and that's a good one. There we go. You could have jail time. Okay. What else here? We'll go ahead and put this here because we know when we say the name of Jesus and the way that the society is moving away from Jesus and not even wanting to say that name anymore, and they're wanting to use all these other names. Okay, so this is, let's go ahead and copy this. We're going to title this First Beast and Persecution. Okay. All right, there we go. Okay, now, so from verses 1 through 10, I'm going to read you guys my notes, okay? So let me get my camera on and let me shut this down, and then I'm just going to read you my notes. And then tomorrow we will continue in... We will continue with the next beast, which I believe is AI. Okay. Now, I believe that in the verses 1 through 11, I do believe that it is President Trump, that he is the first beast rising up out of the sea with the seven heads and the 10 horns, the like a leopard, feet as a bear, Russia, mouth like a lion, Mega. Dragon gave him his power, seat, and great authority. That is the devil. Okay. And then verse 3, the head wound and the world wondering after him in 2024, which I believe was a farce. Okay. And then worship will be worse towards him. And the mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, power was given unto him 3.5 years. Begins blaspheming God, blaspheming his name, his tabernacle, the people, those that dwell in heaven, angels. Made war with the saints and to overcome them. What did I do? Sorry. Okay, power was given over all kindreds, nations, and tongues. Verse 8, all that dwell on earth shall worship him whose names are written in that book, if any man has an ear. Okay, now, okay, so the beast out of the sea, which is the first one that we're talking about now, it's the Antichrist. The next one that comes out of the earth is the AI. Okay, now out of the sea, let me give you some notes about the Antichrist and the sea part, how he comes up out of the sea. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 8, they call him the little horn. In Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, and in Matthew 24:15, he is seen as a desolator. Okay. 2 Thessalonians 2:3, he is the man of sin and the son of perdition. Revelation 13:1, he's the beast out of the sea. Revelation 13:1-10, devil indwelt the person. He is an opposer of Christ. 1 John 2:18 mentions many antichrist. 1 John 4:3, those that have the spirit of the antichrist. And I just want to say this, and this is sad to say. But when you consider his vileness and his the way he talks, and we've noticed that a lot lately. Let me get a drink. The way he's been talking about the grossness of murders and stuff like that, how he's been describing them in gory details. Well, you see that his followers are acting like him. Like the way that he puts down people and he's so sharp and cuts them like a knife and yada yada. We see that his followers of MAGA are acting just like him. And it's really sad because they have the spirit of the Antichrist. That's the spirit. Daniel 11:21 calls him a vile person. John 1:14, the denial of the incarnation of the eternal word is the supreme mark of all Antichrist. Matthew 24:15, he's the abomination of desolation. Revelation 13:1-10 that we just read is actually the first beast. And the sea means that he is rising from a sea of nations. So there you go. We finished today with the first beast that rose up out of the sea. Now, let me read you guys some other commentary from other people or ministries about the first part of the first beast. Okay, so let me see here. Revelation 13, let me put this on the screen here. Okay. An intense spiritual and political battle introducing two beasts empowered by Satan, the dragon, which is deceiving humanity into idolatry and to persecute believers. The first beast from the sea represents a totalitarian, blasphemous world power, often associated with Rome or a future Antichrist, while the second beast from the earth enforces worship of the first, demanding the mark of the beast, 666. The sea beast, the Antichrist. This entity is portrayed as a political power or individual who receives power from Satan, blasphemes God, and persecutes the saints for 42 months. It is often interpreted as a blend of past empires like Rome and a final global tyrant. The mortal wound that heals suggests a counterfeit resurrection, mimicking Christ to deceive the world. Well, that fulfills that, doesn't it? The earth beast. Okay, that's the one we're going to get in tomorrow, so we're going to hold off on that. All right. And then let's go to the next person. We have in this chapter a future discovery and description of the church's enemies. Not other enemies than are mentioned before, but described after another manner, that the methods of the enmity may more fully appear. They are represented as two beasts. The first you have an account of, verses 1 through 10, and the second, which is 11 through 18, which we'll get into tomorrow. By the first, some understand Rome pagan, and the second Rome papal. But others understand Rome papal to be represented by both these beasts, by the first in its secular power and the second in its ecclesiastical. We have here an account of the rise, figure, and progress of the first beast, and observe. From what situation the apostle saw this monster, he seemed to himself to stand upon the seashore, though it is probable that he was still in a rapture. But he took himself to be in the island Patmos, but whether in the body or out of the body, he could not tell. Whence this beast came out of the sea, and yet by the description of it, it would seem more likely to be a land monster. But the more monstrous everything about it was, the more proper an emblem it would have set forth the mystery of iniquity and tyranny. What was the form and shape of this beast? It was for the most part like a leopard, but its feet was like the feet of a bear, and its mouth as the mouth of a lion. And it had 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon its heads the name of blasphemy. the most horrid and hideous monster. In some part of this description here seems to be an allusion to Daniel's vision of the four beasts, which represented the four monarchies. One of the beasts was like a lion, another like a bear, and another like a leopard. This beast was sort of a composition of those three, with the fierceness, strength, and swiftness of them all. The seven heads and the ten horns seemed to design its several powers. The ten crowns, its tributary princes. The word blasphemy on its forehead proclaims its direct enmity and opposition to the glory of God by promoting idolatry. The source and the strength of his authority is the dragon. He gave him power, seat, and great authority. He was set up by the devil and supported by him to do his work and promote his interest, and the devil lent him all the assistance he could. A dangerous wound was given to him, and yet unexpectedly he was healed. Some think that by this wounded head we are to understand the abolishing of pagan idolatry. And by the healing of the wound, the introduction of the popish idolatry, it the same in substance with the former, only in a new dress, and which and effectually answers the devil's design as that did. The honor and worship paid to this infernal monster, all the world wondered after the beast. They all admired his power, policy, success, and they worshiped the dragon that gave power to the beast. And they worshiped the beast. They paid honor and subjection to the devil and his instruments, and thought there was no power able to withstand them. So great was the darkness, degeneracy, and madness of the world. How he exercised his internal power and policy. He had a mouth speaking great things, blasphemies. He blasphemed God, the name of God, the tabernacle of God, and all those that dwelled in heaven. And he made war with the saints and overcame them and gained a sort of universal empire in the world. His malice was principally leveled at the God of heaven and his heavenly attendants at God in making images of him that is invisible and in worshiping them. At the tabernacle of God, that is, say some, at the human nature of the Lord Jesus Christ, in which God dwells in as a tabernacle. This is dishonored by their doctrine of substantiation, which will not suffer his body to be a true body, and will put it into the power of every priest to prepare a body for Christ. Well, this person obviously believes it's the Pope. I don't believe that. My mouth is real dry. Oh, okay. Yeah, this person believes it's all the Pope. I know some people believe that, like what do you call it? You know, the seven mountain mandate, and they say that, you know, she sits on seven mountains, they think is Rome, but I don't believe that. I believe that, especially with Babylon, which we haven't got into that chapter yet in the book of Revelation, but Babylon is America. It is America. Where I guess people like this would assume that Babylon is the Vatican. So, all right. So I saw somebody needed prayer. If you could all say a prayer for me, this was Susan. Before you get off today, I'd greatly appreciate it. My daughter is in critical condition. What the world, Susan? After a bad car accident, she's had three surgeries and two more with a nerve. Oh, my world. Susan, bless your heart. The devil is a liar. Oh, yeah, let's all pray right now. Lord, we just all come together in agreement right now with Susan, Lord. We just pray a miraculous power of God to be with her daughter, Lord. Heal her daughter right now, Lord. I pray and I thank you, Lord, that your word says that by your stripes that we are healed, Lord. And we're in agreement. The word says when two or more agree is touching anything, that prayer will be answered, Lord. And we're in agreement today, Lord, that she will be healed. Rise her up there in the hospital, Lord. Heal her in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I just pray, God, that you lead this whole family, Lord. Let your light shine in this situation, Lord. May you get the glory through all of this, Lord. We lay it down at the foot of the cross, Lord, just believing you to move mightily in this situation, Lord. We give this baby girl to you, Lord. We pray for Susan today. Lord, give her peace right now in the midst of the storm, Lord. Cover her in your blood. Let her know just how much you love her, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless your heart. All right. Man, bless her. Okay, well, let me get off here and I will see you guys later. God bless.